These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending June 7th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. On May 15th, we mentioned Microsoft had issued a patch for the BlueKeep vulnerability in remote desktop services for otherwise out-of-support versions of Windows, like Windows XP or Windows Server 2003. The only unaffected versions of Windows were Windows 8 and Windows 10. Microsoft reinforced the warnings to patch the vulnerability last week, and Tuesday, researcher Sean Dillon posted a video showing a working exploit. The workable exploit is estimated to potentially be as bad as WannaCry and NotPetya, which allowed vulnerable computers to potentially break into any machine on the same network, patched or not. NotPetya is often considered by many to be the most expensive malware attack in history. During a U.S. congressional hearing on facial recognition, a representative from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, or GAO, testified that the FBI has access to about 640 million photographs. The number combines photos in driver's license databases from 21 states, passport photos, and the interstate photo system of mugshots, among other sources. Deputy Assistant Director at the FBI, Kimberly Del Greco, told Congress that facial recognition is used only when there is an active FBI investigation or an assessment which precedes a formal investigation. Microsoft President Brad Smith wrote an open letter to the U.S. Congress last year asking for proper regulation of facial recognition. Microsoft has blocked sales of its facial recognition technology to California law enforcement, and now Microsoft has deleted its MS Celeb database, which contained more than 10 million images of some 100,000 people. Microsoft published the database in 2016 as the largest publicly available facial recognition data set in the world, meant to be used to train facial recognition systems. The images in the database were supposed to be of public figures, and all images had Creative Commons licenses, allowing the use. Berlin researcher Adam Harvey told FT.com he found images of arguably private individuals in the database, and Microsoft deleted the database after an investigatory report from FT.com on facial recognition was published with references to Microsoft's activities. The Financial Times reports that, according to sources, Google executives have asked U.S. officials to make it exempt from the export ban on Huawei, arguing that the ban would not allow it to update Android, forcing Huawei to create a modified fork that could have more bugs, more likely to get hacked, and reduce security for everybody on the internet. Maine Governor Janet Mills signed the Act to Protect the Privacy of Online Consumer Information into law. Under the law, ISPs cannot refuse service, charge fees, or offer discounts to customers in order to pressure them to allow the ISP to sell their data. The law also requires explicit consent from customers to sell personal data. The law takes effect in Maine July 1st. China has published a data security management measure law for public comment, which includes restrictions on user tracking. Article 23 of the draft, companies that are using user data and algorithms to deliver news, information, or commercial advertisements shall conspicuously label them with the words targeted and provide users with the functionality to stop receiving information from targeted delivery. TechCrunch notes this could significantly affect Chinese companies using advanced programmatic ads like news app Xinri Taotiao and ByteDance's TikTok. Baidu, Tencent, and Alibaba also have recently introduced personalized feeds with advanced programmatic ads. The public comment period for the proposed regulation ends in China June 28. An algorithm developed by scientists at Stanford University, the Max Planck Institute for Informatics, Princeton University, and Adobe lets a user alter text in a transcript in order to change what a person in an accompanying video says. The algorithm learns a speaker's characteristics from the original video and creates a model of the speaker's head to attempt to replicate movements and speech. Right now, the algorithm needs at least 40 minutes of video for training. The FCC in the United States voted unanimously Thursday to let carriers block robocalls by default. The FCC also voted to move forward on a proposed rule requiring carriers to adopt the shaken/stir caller ID authentication system if they don't voluntarily adopt it themselves by the end of the year. The rule doesn't require carriers to turn on robocall blocking by default and also doesn't require these services to be free. Enhanced tracking protection, which blocks cookies from a blacklist of thousands of third-party trackers, is now on by default in new installations of Firefox. It will become the default for existing users in the coming months. Mozilla also announced improvements to its Facebook container extension and released a Firefox desktop extension for its password keeper, now called Lockwise. Formerly, it was called Lockbox. PayPal rolled out a new e-commerce platform combining the company's payment system with back-end systems like fraud protection, compliance, onboard, accounting authentication, and dispute management. The platform will initially roll out to the United States, UK, and Europe. Instagram Checkout and Facebook Marketplace are already running on the platform. Apple announced Sign In with Apple, a new authentication tool similar to sign-in tools from Facebook and Google, but one that uses Face ID, and Apple says will be focused on privacy and will not track people. If an app requests an email, Apple will offer the option to create a random email address and then forward emails to the user's legitimate email address, so the place you're signing into never sees your real email. This is helpful in limiting spam, but also in case of a data breach, since hackers wouldn't be able to use the email address to associate it with the user's real-life identity. Sign-in with Apple will be mandatory for iOS apps that use third-party logins. Apple also added a line in their policies that in limited cases, companies using multiple device management or MDM for parental controls may not sell, use, or disclose to third parties any data for any purpose and must commit to this in their privacy. That means they can use it, though. Apple was previously restricting companies from using MDM for parental control apps. Finally, the Sunday Telegraph reports sources tell it that Chinese security researchers have been finding security vulnerabilities in 5G equipment from Nokia and Ericsson, and then passing that information to IT specialists testing the equipment. The idea is that when testing ends on June 10th, Huawei can point to the results to affect EU evaluations and undermine security concerns about its own equipment. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.